From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Over the past year, much of the world has begun talking about Venezuela more as a dictatorship than as a democracy. The socialist regime in that oil-rich South American country hoped to change that today with a big election announcement. The Venezuelan government said it will hold a presidential election by the end of April. At first glance, that's good news, since there was widespread doubt the authoritarian regime would even allow a presidential vote this year. Venezuela is the world's worst economic basket case today, and the country is mired in a humanitarian crisis. If an April election is indeed transparent, polls have indicated left-wing President Nicolas Maduro would lose decisively. But the fact that the ruling Socialist Party says Maduro will again be its candidate suggests to critics the vote will in fact not be a fair one. They point out that the election announcement itself was made by the new pro-government national legislature Maduro created last year. To do that, he simply outlawed the real opposition-led legislature, which prompted much of the international community to label him a dictator. But political analysts also say Maduro may not have to resort to fraud because that opposition right now is so fractured and dysfunctional. Either way, a Maduro victory may well mean even worse economic misery down the road and more Venezuelans fleeing to South Florida. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.